Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, we'll be listening to music from the final concert of the 21st season of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman. It's a program that was inspired by a 1962 album by the Quincy Jones Band called Big Band Bossa Nova, and we recorded this performance at the Kirkland Performance Center last month. Bossa Nova was a new music emerging from Rio in the 1960s. It was a blend of the samba and West Coast cool jazz. The remarkable popularity of this music grew when Stan Getz and Charlie Bird visited Brazil and recorded with Brazilian musicians. And the movie Black Orpheus, set in Rio at carnival time, was also a factor in spreading the infectious rhythms and beautiful melodies of the new Brazilian music to a worldwide audience. Our highlights from this concert begin with a song by Antonio Carlos Jobim, appropriately. It's Chega de Saudade, No More Blues, featuring a vocal by Roosevelt High School student Eliana Glass.
Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque não posso mais sofrer. Me chega de saudade, a realidade aqui. Sem ela não há paz, não há beleza, só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim. Não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, se ela voltar, que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois a menos beijinhos no charada no mar do que os beijinhos que darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços abraços de 100 milhões de abraços. Até estava assim, colado assim, calado assim. Abraços e beijinhos de carinhos sem ter fim, que é pra acabar que esse negócio de você longe de mim. Thank you.
We will have her back for some more in the second half, so not to worry.
We are celebrating Brazilian music, and so we are going to present for you all kinds of great music from Latin America, but especially focusing on the Brazilian music of Antonio Carlos Jobim. We will start out with one of our favorites from him. This is titled Gingy, Gingy.
Thank you. Heaven's Randy. Randy Halberstadt.
You're listening to a concert of Big Band Bossa Nova, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, conducted by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, in concert from the Kirkland Performance Center here on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. We just heard Gingy by Antonio Carlos Jobim, and the soloists there included Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone and Randy Halberstadt on piano. We should also mention the special contributions of Latin percussionist Ricardo Guitti and Larry Barilow, along with the guitarist Milo Peterson. Here's Michael Brockman to introduce the next piece.
How many of you were here for our concert, which actually was an award-winning concert, with the great Anant Cohen last year? That's terrific. This was one of our favorite concerts of all time, and I know it was the same way for you, a very well-thought-of concert. Anant was in town last week playing at Jazz Alley. Yes, maybe some of you heard her there. Fantastic show with the pianist Fred Hirsch, and she did really just a duo of clarinet and piano. It was like a chamber music concert, and she's really a remarkable musician. Well, she brought to us this piece from Brazil, and it's called Ingenuo, written by famous composer Pixinginha. And we would like to play it in tribute to Anant, and we'll get to feature Travis Ranney on clarinet and also soprano saxophone. Ingenuo. Thank you. Travis Ramey. That's Milo Peterson on the nylon string guitar. Milo Peterson. We would like to close out this first half. We'll feature Randy Halberstadt on piano. We'll hear a little more from Travis Ramey. We'll hear some from Stuart McDonald, who is playing with us for the first time this week on the alto saxophone. Yes. And we are going to play another of the pieces by Jobim that many of you know. Here is the One Note Samba. Thank you. Stuart McDonald, Travis Ranney, Randy Halberstadt. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
Jay Thomas featured on flugelhorn here with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in this concert from Kirkland Performance Center. And it's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Once again, here's Michael Brockman.
Now, Jay, I called him and I said, hey, Jay, be sure you bring your flugelhorn. And he thought I said flute. We're going to surprise you now with something very special. Jay is going to be, again, featured on this next piece, playing the flute. And it's a remarkable thing how a multi-instrumental talent he is. You'll also get to hear a little bit from Michael Van Beber on the trumpet back there. And we're going to play No More Blues, which is the same song as Chega de Saudade. And this was, however, arranged by the great Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones, as you all know, was a resident of Seattle and went on to glory and fame throughout the world. But before he left, he started big band writing and had a band that he toured around the world with, his jazz ensemble just like that, like this one. Lots of great recordings. From his 1962 recording, Big Band Bossa Nova, from which we got title for our concert today, we're going to play this wonderful Quincy Jones arrangement, Chega de Saudade. Thank you. Peterson on the guitar, Milo Peterson, Michael Van Beber on trumpet, Jay Thomas on the flute. All right, we would like to keep things moving along now, and we're going to hear from Thomas Marriott on this next piece, maybe some other folks, but our special guest again, please welcome to the stage, Ileana Glass. Ileana. From Roosevelt High School, and she's going to sing for us Quiet Nights and Quiet Stars, Corcovado.
Fazer feliz a quem se ama. Muita calma pra pensar e ter tempo pra sonhar. Da janela vê sua Corcovado, o redento que lindo. Quero a vida assim pra si, com você perto de mim. Eu vou apagar de a velha chama. E eu que era triste, descrente deste mundo, a encontrar você eu conheci. O que felicidade, meu amor.
Thank you.
queda triste desse grande deste mundo a encontrar você eu conheci o que pediste de meu amor meu amor meu amor. Felicidade, meu amor.
Ileana Glass.
Corcovado, Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars, from this concert of big band bossa nova featuring the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and, in that tune, Ileana Glass doing the vocal. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. Here's Michael Brockman.
Well, thank you so much for being with us here today. We are about to play our final number of the concert, and we thank you for all the support that you've shown us here on our 21st anniversary. We hope to see you again for the 22nd anniversary season, and we'll close out with some more music from South America, although this is written by Luis Bonfa, who is the composer of many pieces. This is titled Black Orpheus, or The Morning of the Carnival, also known as The Day in the Life of a Fool. We hope you enjoy hearing Black Orpheus. Mark Taylor on the tenor saxophone. Dan Marcus on trombone. Clarence Haycox on the drums. Bill Sparks on the bass. Milo Peterson, guitar. Randy Halberstadt on piano. That's Andy Omdahl on lead trumpet. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
You've been listening to a big band bossa nova concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Haycox and Michael Brockman, concluding with Mana de Carnaval from the film Black Orpheus. It featured Latin percussionists Ricardo Guiti and Larry Barilo. Guests in this final concert of the 21st season of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Next season begins in October, and for more about that, see the website at srjo.org. Thanks to Clarence Haycox and Michael Brockman and the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. Thanks also to Howard Mostrom for house sound and assistance with recording the concert, and to the staff and crew at Kirkland Performance Center. I'm Jim Wilkie for Jazz Northwest, a Hatch cover production exclusively for 88.5 FM. I hope you're having a great holiday weekend and have plans for a fabulous 4th. There's more Brazilian music today with a choro jam going on at the Kuth Buzzard Bookstore on Greenwood in Seattle right now. And Dina Blade sings Brazilian songs at Harissa Mediterranean Cuisine at 6 tonight. Earshot presents Endangered Blood with Jim Black and Chris Speed at the Royal Room tonight at 8 o'clock. Earshot is also presenting Jazz the Second Century series on Thursdays in July at the Chapel Performance Space. The first concert on July 7th features Inversion Therapy with Stuart McDonald, Mark Taylor, Don Clement, and Chris Simer, plus guitarist Greg Bilalchi and his group playing original music. Also coming up this month is the Jazz Under the Stars series on the PLU campus on Thursday evenings, beginning with the Casey McGill Vintage Swing Band on July 7th. There are lots of free summertime outdoor concerts available this month, including the perennial Downtown Seattle Out to Lunch series starting this week on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at noon in various locations. There's Dancing Till Dark with live music on Tuesdays and Thursdays in downtown Seattle parks, beginning with the Barrel House Jive Cats on July 5th and Greg Ruby and the Scofflaw Quintet on July 7th, both of those in Occidental Park from 6 to 9:30, and the first hour has dance instruction available. Inner Bay Golf Center's Barbecue Jazz Mondays resume on July 18th with Leah Natale and Ambience from 5:30 to 8:30, and the Art of Jazz series on the second Thursday of each month at the Seattle Art Museum moves outdoors to the Olympic Sculpture Park for July and August. Grace Love and the True Loves play on July 14th. Bellevue also has a Live at Lunch concert series featuring a wide variety of music at noon on Wednesdays and Thursdays starting this week. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Ballard Locks and the Ship Canal, and there are Saturday and Sunday concerts at Hiram Chittenden Locks at 2 p.m. through August. These are all free performances and family-friendly, so they're great opportunities to encounter live music on an informal basis. The last weekend of July brings Jazzport Townsend with J.D. Allen, Sean Jones, Clayton Brothers, Terrell Stafford, Grace Kelly, Renee Marie, D. Daniels, Jeff Hamilton, and more, including a big band tribute to Woody Herman and three nights of jazz in the clubs. For more about live jazz in the area, see the KPLU Jazz Calendar at kplu.org and the detailed calendar at earshot.org. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. I'm Jim Wilkie, and stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz